Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
What the government is doing is just wrong. And while this is just one case, the implications are far-reaching. It sets precedent, and we don't want that precedent out there.
Attorney Franchelle Daniel with the Muslim Legal Fund of America says the ICE detention of Cincinnati faith leader Ayman Suleiman could set a troubling precedent for asylum protections. Daniel's legal team has filed an emergency petition in federal court alleging Suleiman was placed in solitary confinement, denied access to an attorney, and targeted for his Muslim faith. A judge has temporarily blocked his removal from Ohio while the case continues. State lawmakers in California are weighing a proposal to help foster children recover after natural disasters. Susanna Niffen, who directs child welfare policy at the nonprofit Children Now, says many families lose stability when fires or floods strike.
If the state is financially responsible for children and families in foster care, then they need to step up in moments of great harm and do something for these kids and families.
The bill would create an annual $2 million disaster relief fund to cover emergency housing, transportation, and other urgent needs. It awaits action in the state Senate Appropriations Committee. In Maine, early education providers are bracing for the impact of a new federal directive. The Trump administration has moved to exclude undocumented children from Head Start programs. Rita Furlow with the Maine Children's Alliance warns this could cause lasting harm.
Kids are going to be more likely to graduate from high school. They're going to be more likely to be successfully employed. It's a broader benefit than just for one individual child or their family.
Maine is among 21 states suing over the change, saying the administration bypassed proper rulemaking and that it threatens one of the nation's most effective anti-poverty programs. And in Arizona, seniors are holding what they call a silver sit-in to protect Social Security. Lynn Ogburn with the Arizona Alliance of Retired Americans says program cuts would hit retirees especially hard.
People here rely on it for their mortgage. They rely on it to pay bills. It's very, very difficult here because there are so many people that don't have a retirement income.
Social Security marks its 90th anniversary this month. The Trump administration says its budget changes are aimed at eliminating waste and fraud, but a federal report projects the program would only be able to pay 83% of benefits by 2035 without new funding. Also in the news, a federal appeals court has cleared the Trump administration's move to cut billions of dollars in foreign aid this year. President Trump has warned Russia of severe consequences if President Vladimir Putin does not agree to a Ukraine ceasefire during their upcoming meeting. And National Guard troops are patrolling Washington, D.C. under a presidential order, even as city crime rates trend down. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.